welcome to this podcast with me, Steve Griffiths. Today we're thinking about how God has the power to heal, and we'll think together about a story from the book of Acts, chapter 3, verses 11 to 16, which immediately follows the healing of a lame man by Peter and John. And as we think about this passage, we will be reminded of the healing that we can experience in our own lives. In Acts 3:16, we read this: "By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has completely healed him, as you can see." Now this is an important verse from an important passage because it tells us how Jesus can bring healing to our lives. That can be healing of the body, but it can also be emotional healing or the healing of memories or healing of the spirit. We are all broken human beings, and all of us need the healing touch of Jesus in our lives, and that's what God offers us today. But in order to think a bit more deeply about this promise from God, let's put this passage into context. We're joining the story in the book of Acts, in which Peter and John have gone up to the temple to pray, and they'd healed a lame man who was sitting at the temple gate. And the people had seen this incredible miracle, and they were completely amazed. And here, in verse 12, Peter speaks to the people, and he asks them the question, "Fellow Israelites, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk?" Peter was concerned that the people who'd seen this miracle were thinking that Peter and John had healed the man in their own power. The crowd around them didn't really believe in a God who could perform miracles. Instead, they were ready to put their faith in Peter and John as miracle workers. And what Peter does is to call the crowd back to their history. He starts by saying, "Fellow Israelites, why does this surprise you?" He reminds them to consider their own history. He reminds them to think about the history of their people. He reminds them to think about their own scriptures, all of which reveal that the God they worshipped was a God who has healed in the past. So why should they be surprised if he did the same again that day? And the same is true for us, isn't it? Why would we be surprised if God brings us healing? We know that God wants to bring us fullness of life. As we look back over our own lives, as we read the Bible, we see that we worship a God who heals and renews. So of course he would want to do that for each one of us today. But in this story from Acts, Peter takes a really surprising approach with the people. If he wanted to speak to the crowd of the healing power of Jesus, we would expect him to say words of peace and comfort. But he takes a very different approach. Listen to what he says in verses 13 to 15. "The God of our ancestors has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the holy and righteous one and asked to have a murderer given to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead." Peter speaks to the people of their guilt before God. Why does he do that? Well, Peter wants the people to receive the grace of God and receive God's healing and new life. But to bring them to that place, they first need to acknowledge their need for grace. Peter tells them that it's a fact that they rejected Christ Jesus. Peter tells them that it's a fact that they killed Christ Jesus. And because of their guilt, they need to receive healing by God's grace. And we too need to receive God's grace. But we can only receive God's grace when we are convinced of our need for it. Now, when we think about how unfaithful we've been to God, we might suffer a deep sense of guilt. We might become fearful of God's judgment or despair that we can ever be loved by God. But for that spiritual sickness, there is a medicine, the grace of God, the healing power of God, through which we can receive the healing of our souls. And that's what Peter says here in Acts 3. "And by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you." Peter tells the people that God responded to the brokenness of this lame man by bringing him healing and new life. And that healing is a metaphor for how God acts towards us in our own broken lives. The man was not healed in his own strength. The man was not healed by Peter and John. The man was healed only through the power of Jesus Christ. Through this healing, God is showing how he responds to our broken lives. He doesn't leave us in despair. He doesn't leave us broken. Instead, God meets us with grace and love and compassion and offers us healing through the powerful name of Jesus Christ. So what should we do if we want to know God's peace and healing in our lives? What should we do if we want to be free of guilt about the past and our fear and despair for the future? The answer from this verse in Acts 3:16 is very simple. Have faith in Jesus. Trust in what Jesus has done for you by dying on the cross. Come before Jesus and bring your broken life and thank him for what he's done on the cross and receive by faith the healing that he has for you. And as we realize again the power of what God has done for us in Jesus, we will experience the new life that is possible for us as children of God. Whatever weakness we are holding in our hearts today, Jesus is God's answer. So thank you for being with me today. I hope that you found this podcast useful. My prayer for you is that you will know the love of God in your heart and that you will receive the healing you need and that you will experience new life in Christ. You are a beautiful child of God and he wants you to live your life in that truth. I look forward to being with you again soon. Bye.